Life Audio.
So glad you're with us today. As we prepare to dig into the teaching of God's Word, I want to make sure you know that I have more resources available on my website at BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. You'll find audio to listen to, videos to watch, and articles to read right there on the site. Everything is geared toward helping you grow in your knowledge of God's Word and your relationship with Jesus. So when you get a second, head over to BibleStudyHeadquarters.com and check it out. Now, let's hear a quick word from today's sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Romans chapter 15, verse 13, which says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." After having experienced a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, could you imagine going through this season of your life without Him? Even if we tried, we couldn't accurately quantify all the good He has brought into our lives. When we came to faith in Jesus, we welcomed God's presence into our lives. He is the source of hope. He is pleased to fill us with joy and peace through faith in Him. And the joy and peace we receive from Him isn't dependent on external circumstances. It doesn't rest on whether or not we've had a good day or a bad day. It doesn't require everything to be going perfectly this week or this year. The joy and peace He offers us is anchored in His unchanging nature. His presence also changes our perspective. Our outlook toward the future is now hopeful. In fact, the Holy Spirit is actively fostering hope within the lives of all believers through the working of His power. And He doesn't supply just a little hope, but rather, He makes it abound in our lives. The Lord is filling us with His joy, peace, and hope as we walk by faith in Him. By His grace, we're living a blessed life. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for the fact that You are present with us. In the midst of every circumstance we endure, in the midst of all things that we go through, we can be confident of Your presence. And Lord, we're grateful that when we look at Your Word, You reveal to us that You are the God of hope, and You fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in You. You give us Your power. You give us Your guidance, You show us Your grace, and You help us to navigate all things. Lord, we're grateful that in the midst of our best days and in the midst of our most difficult days, we can trust in You. Our hope is not anchored in our circumstances. Our hope is not anchored in what's taking place around us. Our hope is anchored in You and Your unchanging nature. So we thank You, Lord, for using Your Word to teach us these things about Yourself and to teach us how we're to respond to our circumstances through our relationship with You. You've given us a brand new perspective. You've changed our minds. You've changed our hearts. And You invite us to live out our faith in the midst of all seasons, whether they be easy or trying times. So we thank You, Lord, for Your presence with us now, and we thank You again for this reminder from Your Word. We commit this day to Your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.